Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Throw it, and he does, tosses into Farid, who gives it back to James. Three-point shot, right wing, Harden, up, good. 98-95 Houston. Rockets lead on the Harden triple. He's got 37 on the night. 68 seconds left in the game.
I'll tell you what, that James Harden guy, one bad, bad dude. He had another huge offensive night, posting 40 points, and the Rockets would need every bit of it to survive the Magic and claim a 103-98 victory. But it might have been his defense that was the difference in this one. He blocked three shots in the final frame and held the Magic's Nick Vucevic to just 2 points in the final 12 minutes as Houston escapes out of the Space City with the split of the Orlando Magic. We'll talk about that more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We'll talk about what this does for the Magic. You're 2 weeks out of the NBA trade deadline, actually a week and a half if you want to get down to the brass tacks of it. And your schedule coming up is tough. It's gruesome. It's a lot of things. And the question becomes, you're 10 games under 500. What do you do from here? 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is open, as always. That is 50857. That is 50857. In a matter of moments, we'll talk with the one and only John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. We'll see if he has some answers for us on what this Magic team needs to do from here. They have a week that not only includes the Indiana Pacers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Brooklyn Nets, who have already beaten you twice, and then you get a turnaround and you get to play the Thunder again in the span of a week. Tough sledding for the Orlando Magic right now. All right, just a reminder, the Orlando Magic do have a game tomorrow night against the Thunder. Tickets are still available. All you have to do is go to OrlandoMagic.com/tickets. That is OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to purchase yours today if you want to see Russell Westbrook, if you want to see Paul George. All that and more coming up. But all right, we already got him on the line. He's waiting for us. He was kind enough to do this for us today, and I'm going to let him brag off the top just a little bit. If you guys don't know John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com, what you guys do know is that he is huge about the Tennessee faithful, about the Volunteers, Rocky Top Nation. I don't get it. I'll never understand it. But JD, right now, your Volunteer basketball team, not the football team, the basketball team, is number one in the country. How do you feel about that right now?
Yeah, we're a basketball school now.
Everybody, when did that happen? About a week ago?
I think it happened when Rick Barnes showed up. I mean, he's an incredible recruiter. I mean, the way he can get kids in, he's a motivator. And I've seen some of his, like, behind-the-scenes speeches. And, you know, those kids want to run through a wall for him. And, you know, what he's done is he's taken a group of kids who there was not one top 100 recruit in the whole mix. And he's taken them and he's kind of, you know, built in a chip on their shoulder, and they play hard and they play together, and they're a fun team to watch. So it's like I said, we're a basketball school now, and it's good to see Tennessee having something to say during basketball season.
I was going
to
say Grant Williams, pretty good basketball player, but I will ask you this, JD. Do you know who their one loss is to? Do you know who that one L on your ledger is to?
Some random school in the Midwest. I'm not sure. That's all I remember.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a random school. It's the birthplace of basketball. James Naismith coached there. Everybody goes to Kansas.
I hope they get to play again in the national championship game. I'll take a rematch in the national championship game. That'd be great for both of them.
Hey, I will tell you what. If Kansas can get to the national championship at this point, I will be flabbergasted. I will be surprised. I will be flummoxed. I'll be all of the adjectives. Right now, talking with John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. I'll tell you what, JD. Last night's game was kind of this entire season wrapped up in one, right? Like, I thought it played to all the plot points perfectly. This Magic team gets out to a big lead, 18 points. You see it wilt away. Nick Vucevic does his thing. Aaron Gordon plays great. But ultimately, it kind of came down to the fact that Houston has perhaps one of the best guards. I don't want to say ever, but maybe a top 15 guard of all time, you know, in James Harden. But more importantly, they had someone who could close a basketball game, and that's kind of what I really think this Magic team has been missing over the last 2 weeks, is they just haven't had someone that, when the going gets tough and the game gets close, that they've had someone that can close a basketball game for them.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, we all know in this league, I mean, stars rule the league, and stars get the calls at the end of the games, and, you know, non-stars a lot of times don't get the calls, and I thought there were three or four or five, you know, different situations where the whistle could have been blown, but, you know, your name wasn't James Harden, your name wasn't Chris Paul, things like that. You know, you could totally see Houston change their defense. They were switching everything. They were really getting into the Magic. But the Magic have to find a way. You know, just because the other team's switching, you know, if you're Nick Vucevic, you're 7 foot. You can't allow Eric Gordon to guard you at 6'3". That just shouldn't happen in the post. You know, and he got up under him a few times. And, you know, like they mentioned afterwards, too, is a good point by Dante and Brian Hill. You know, they allowed small guys in the post to beat up big guys. We used to see it all the time with Dwight. You know, you couldn't touch a small guy on the wing, but if a small guy got down low, he could hammer a big guy. So it's a double standard there. And, you know, like you said, it's frustrating because we see how good the Magic can be when early in the game. You know, they're killing teams. They're moving the ball. Everybody's involved. And then, you know, the defense ratchets up in that fourth quarter. And, you know, it was tough to see it go the way it did.
I was going to say, JD, you know, because you lead by 18 at one point. You go into the final frame leading by 8, and you kind of have a good feeling. And then at the end of the day, that if I sat here and told you that you were going to hold James Harden, Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, you know, two of those guys they didn't have in the game here in Orlando, to 103 points, you would feel really good about your chances. And I think that does speak to defensively how much this team has improved over the course of the year, that on a night where you have all three of those guys and you still hold them to 103 points in their own gym.
Yeah, it's, you know, the defense, they've totally bought in under Steve Clifford. You know, the team is playing much better defense than they did, you know, during 3 weeks ago. There was a rough stretch defensively, but they're playing well on that end. And like you said, you hold them to 103. I mean, that's a team that can easily put up 120 a night. But the problem is there's such a small margin for error on offense. I mean, the Magic need three guys to play really well every night. And right now, Evan Fournier is, I don't get it. He's in one of the worst slumps I've seen. I think he's baffled by it. He's a better player than he's playing right now. You know, Terrence Ross, some nights he's super hot, some nights he's not. Vooch usually gives it to us every night. But, you know, where the Magic are right now, they need three guys at least to play great offensively. And then back it up on a night when they play well defensively. So they know that margin for error is small. And when they play well, they win. And, you know, when they don't get enough guys playing well, they usually struggle.
You know, John, that's a really good point because so many people talk about baseball being a mental game. You know, you go through a slump because you have 4 or 5 at-bats every single day. Not a lot of people talk about shooting slumps in the NBA. You know, sometimes when you're playing every other night like the Magic are right now, for Evan Fournier, one shooting night has kind of like parlayed into about 2 weeks because it's just compounding, isn't it? People forget that there is a mental side to this game. It's not just all athletic ability and fundamentals.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, there's a huge component of this. The players talk all the time about just see the ball go through the basket. Like it's a huge mental lift. Like if you can get a layup or a short bank in or, you know, get to the rim early in the game and just seeing it go in the basket, it does something for you. And, you know, Evan, I think, is getting off to these slow starts and he's getting down on himself. And I tell people all the time, there's not a guy in that locker room who wants to win more than Evan Fournier. When they lose, he is so upset about it. He's not a guy who's going to go hug the other team. He's not a guy who's going to hang around and slap fives with the other team. He's out there to win, and he's out there to play well. And on nights when he doesn't play well, it bothers him. And, you know, I think he's a little baffled by this. It's gone on for quite a while now. And if the Magic are going to somehow get out of this slide and get back in the playoffs, they need Evan to get back to being the player he's been in the past.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. You can check out his stuff. He does a fantastic job covering this Magic team. All right, JD, I think the one thing that, you know, while the Magic have been in this slump, I think they've dropped 6 of their last 7 basketball games. One thing that has been a positive this week, we are going to learn who the NBA All-Star reserves are. And you would have to think that with Nick Vucevic's numbers, 20 points per game, 12 boards, 3.8 assists, 51% from the floor, 38% from three, there's no way this guy's left out, right?
Every time I ask, other coaches, try to make a habit of asking other coaches what they think about him, would they vote for him, that sort of thing, their faces light up. I mean, they marvel at how consistent the guy is, how he does his job, how he plays the right way. I mean, there's a lot of big guys who can, you know, maybe give you the points and the rebounds, but they can't pass the ball like Vooch. And, you know, he makes the right play. He does it every night. He does it with his passing. He's an improved defender. Is he a great defender? No, but is he improved? Yes, he is. And I really think he's going to get in. I mean, Scott Brooks said the other night, he said, well, I just voted. And then he said, I guess you want to know how I voted, huh? And he gave this long speech and he said, but you know what? I love Nick Vucevic. So it sounds like he's got at least his vote, and I think there's a lot of coaches in the East who will end up voting for him.
I have a feeling, too. You know, J.D., you covered Nick for a long time since he got here from the Sixers. You've seen his progression. You've seen him evolve. What is so different about him this year? You know, because I watch the games, but I haven't covered the league for 15, 16, 17 years. You know, I've done it for about five. But what has been the biggest difference that you've noticed from Nick this year?
Well, you know, I don't think it's that big of a difference. I think he's done this for a long time. It's this January swoon has knocked him out of the running a couple times. You know, this is probably like the third or fourth time where he was in position to do it, and then the Magic struggle in January. So, you know, Aaron, I think his jumps aren't that huge. It's just incremental. I mean, he's averaging a career high in points, but it's only by like a half a point a game. He's averaging career high in rebounds, but it's only like half a rebound a game. So he's done this before, but, you know, the Magic need the team record to kind of put him over the hump. You know, that the final coaches' ballots have to be in by tomorrow. You hope that this, you know, recent slide doesn't hurt him, but, you know, as we all know, Nick has put up the numbers every single night and kept this Magic team in contention, and I think coaches throughout the Eastern Conference respect that.
I was going to say, J.D., is there a bit of concern with kind of the snafu that happened in Brooklyn, the missed free throws against Washington, and then kind of struggling in the fourth quarter? Does that stuff really matter that much when you're looking at the whole, which has been 50 games so far as a sample size for Nick? Is three games really that big of a difference?
Well, a lot of times you're splitting hairs. I mean, a lot of times you have 15 guys on your ballot and you got to narrow it down to 12. You know, you're not talking about, and sometimes, you know, that late closing kick can make the difference. You know, as we all know, does Vooch deserve to be on there? No doubt. Even if he's not named Thursday night, you know, I think, you know, if somebody goes down, he'll be on there. But it's, you know, so a lot of times if you're looking at Nick Vucevic or Spencer Dinwiddie's had 10, 25-point games off the bench this season. I know he's injured now, which that probably helps Vooch. But, you know, when you're looking at it, you look at record, you look at who's in it, who's hot right now, things like that. You're looking for a little tiebreaker. So let's hope that this, you know, little struggle here for the Magic doesn't hurt Vooch.
Well, Dante and I have pounded that drum numerous times for Nick Vucevic on this show. I feel good about it, so that's one thing. You know, J.D., before I let you get out of here, you know, I've seen some guys progress. You know, I've watched Aaron Gordon's career since he got into the league. But one guy that over the course of really the last 2 weeks, it feels like he's starting to get comfortable and starting to figure it out is Jonathan Isaac. You know, the amazing thing is that if you watch offensively the sets that this Magic team runs, and I've said it a few times on this show, that they do not run a lot of plays designed for Jonathan Isaac. That when he's having these games that are 12, 14, 16, 18 points, those are all just open looks. Those are off deflections, things where he's getting out and running into the lane and getting easy transition buckets the other way. Have you started to see, at least over the last four or five games, a different Jonathan Isaac, maybe one who's a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more confident?
Yeah, you know, Aaron, I think that night in Brooklyn really opened my eyes. You know, he's going to take the threes from the corner. We know those are, you know, the teams are going to give him those. But when he made two from the upper quadrant, you know, the long three, the one from straight on, the one from the right wing, when he made those, I mean, you could see, okay, now he's got the confidence to take those. And now he's got the confidence to make those. And, you know, teams are daring him to shoot it. They're backing off of him. I remember we were in L.A., Danilo Gallinari was basically almost in the paint just saying, go ahead and take it. And, you know, I think he's getting to the point where now where he's confident enough to take them. He's starting to make more of them. It's still very much a work in progress. He told me the other day, he said, look, I've got to learn to do all these other things so that when they do start calling plays for me, I'm good with all the others. I got to rebound. I got to cut to the rim. I got to run the break. I got to be an elite defender for this team. And then one of these days, you know, maybe next year, maybe this summer in Summer League again, when they start calling plays for him, then he'll already have all the rest of it down. And, you know, his game is growing. It's still a long way away. You know, it's still a process. And the good thing is he's a worker. He's off the charts smart and intelligent and mature beyond his years. So you put all that together, I really think the kid's going to get there. I think he's going to be a good offensive player someday, you know, as he continues to grow.
Absolutely. Well, I like the way that you said it. I like the way that you worded it. And I'm a big, big fan of Jonathan Isaac and everything that we might see there. All right, JD, before I get you out of here, I have to ask you this because, you know, my boss is Dante Marcatelli. He's also the host of this show. And he has tasked me with getting everybody's Super Bowl predictions. And if it's not the Patriots, I've been told that you're not allowed on this show anymore.
Okay, is that right? I thought you were going to say just disconnected me. As soon as I started to say the other team, I just disconnect me.
Absolutely, that call gets dropped real fast.
Actually, I'm gonna go Rams. I'm gonna go 38-35, very similar to last year with the Eagles. I think Todd Gurley's gonna wake up. Todd Gurley's been missing in action for the last 6 weeks. He's too good of a player. He was probably the MVP of the league the first 10-12 weeks of the season. I think Todd Gurley's gonna come back. I think Jared Goff's gonna play well. I think Sean McVay's gonna be the most popular man in America. I think they're gonna eke this thing out 38-35.
I was gonna say, how cool would that be if the dynasty began and ended with Rams and Patriots? That'd be kind of cool, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's a good symmetry there.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it all comes together, JD. Hey, JD, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. Keep up the good work, Aaron.
Anytime. That was John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. Go check out his stuff. He had a really cool story the other day about Terrence Ross's 50-point game when he was a member of the Raps 5 years ago on January 25th. Go check it out. It's got a great in-depth piece about Terrence and about everything that game meant to him and maybe what he remembers going into that game. All right, Magic fans, don't miss your chance to be a part of history during the 30th anniversary season presented by Advent Health. See teams like the defending champion Golden State Warriors, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the New York Knicks as they visit the Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's pure magic. All right, on the other side, we play a game. Cody has come up with something. I don't know what, but we're going to find out.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamonds. And it rolls along on what is a chilly, gloomy, kind of just average Monday. You know, wouldn't say that weather-wise anything spectacular. Do enjoy the sweater weather, though. So if you got a jacket for layered up, enjoy it. Magic are in action tomorrow. That is a 7 o'clock tip time as they welcome in Paul George, Russell Westbrook, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They will try and snap what is now a three-game losing streak, and they've dropped six of their last seven. Tough opponent to do it against, but you know what? Anything is possible, and possible is nothing. All of the analogies. The Orlando Magic City Edition jersey by Nike is available in the team shop at Amway Center. Match your hometown team with this jersey design that invites you to dream beyond limits, reach for the stars, and believe in magic. Stop by the team shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your City Edition jersey, only available this season. All right, the readers are out of the way. The interview is out of the way. It's a Monday. We all have the blues. Let's have some fun. Cody, hit it.
In today's world, we make decisions with the swipe of a finger. So, A.B., are you swiping right or left?
Cody's favorite game. Cody loves it. Producer Cody really enjoys this. All right, Cody, what do you got for us?
All right, we heard the news earlier today. Anthony Davis does not want to stay in New Orleans with an extension next season. Are you swiping right or left on an AD trade this season?
That's tough. So if we're going by this season, it's within the calendar year of the game, so it'd be by in 2 weeks on February 7th on the trade deadline. I'm going to swipe left on this. I don't think it's going to happen, mainly because there's too much of an incentive for them to wait until July 1. And if you guys don't understand kind of why this is so imperative, because they are taking teams out of the running if they elect to do a trade now. Yes, you will have the Lakers, you will have the Knicks, you will have the Sixers, you have all these current teams lining up. But the team with the best assets, the team with the most to give, the Boston Celtics,
can't get in on
cannot
it yet.
Participate. Why? Because they still have Kyrie under his initial rookie extension. It's called the Rose Deal. until after July 1. So, yes, they can re-sign Kyrie and then make a trade for AD. But until July 1, Boston cannot get involved in any kind of sweepstakes. So if you're the Pelicans, you want everything possible. You also want to see where the draft order falls. You know, maybe one of those teams that is high up in the draft, like the New York Knicks, might have a number one or number two pick to give up. Swiping left.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. It's going to be interesting to watch. Switching gears to the Rookie of the Year race, Luka Doncic last night. First teenager in NBA history with a 30-point triple-double. He bested LeBron, who did it at 20 years old and 100 days back on April 9th, 2005. Are you swiping right or left on Luka for Rookie of the Year? I think I know your answer on this.
It's definitely right. There's nobody else even in the running right now. You know, I think a lot, some you could say, you know, to be honest, I don't even know if there is anyone else that you could say. Nobody is even.
I think DeAndre Ayton would probably be your number two on that ballot,
but
not.
Even then, he's been kind of just like hit or miss sometimes.
No, it's a fair point. I think in my mind, Ayton's number two, but I think the exposure that Luka's gotten, the games that he has turned in last night in a very narrow loss to Toronto,
got his team winning basketball games. It's like, and DeAndre Ayton's not doing that for the Suns.
Every single game you're going, this guy's going to win it, running away. All right, Carmelo Anthony was recently traded. The Chicago Bulls are going to trade him or waive him before the February 7th deadline. Curious to hear your answer on this. Do you think Carmelo Anthony gets a shot this year with somebody? Yeah. Swipe right or left.
He's going to get a shot, so that's a right. But it's going to be after the NBA trade deadline because you're going to have to wait for buyouts. You're going to have to wait to see what teams have a roster spot open up. Nobody's going to make a deal for him before the deadline because nobody wants to give up an asset for him. So, swiping right on that, Carmelo Anthony will play, but it's going to be for a team that has an open roster spot after the trade deadline. All right, that does it for us on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We're back tomorrow, Magic and Thunder, live from the AC. Go buy a ticket. Go to OrlandoMagic.com. Go have some fun. All right, knuckleheads, we'll see you tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.